A report by the Economic and Social Research Institute on nursing home care has found that private operators with multiple units now dominate the sector. The report's authors said that the number of beds supplied by medium and large operators looks set to increase, which could see regional inequalities. Operators of smaller, not-for-profit nursing homes have warned that they're in danger of closing if funding under the Fair Deal scheme is not increased. Well, among those operators is Dr. Jerry Cowley, a Mulranny-based GP from County Mayo, a former TD and chair of St. Brendan's Nursing Home in Mulranny. He's on the line now. Dr. Cowley, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the News at One. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Brian.
I wonder, what do you make of this report from the Economic and Social Research Institute, which particularly identifies a threat over smaller rural nursing homes of the sort which you run there in Mulranny?
Absolutely, Brian. No, it says everything. It's exactly right. It's what I wrote out to the Times there way back in September. I said the exact same thing, that really the smaller nursing homes, it said one in five smaller nursing homes are shut, while the number of these big nursing homes, 100 plus beds, are increasing, and the planning permissions are there showing that this is going to get much, much worse. And I don't think that's good at all. And I agree with the ESRI. Something needs to be refocused on all of this because, let's face it, older people are our greatest priority. We're all getting there ourselves. And we'd like to be in a place in our own community, mm-hmm. looked after by the people we know and love. And if we leave, then we lose out, because that's what happened in Mulranny. We set up our St. Brendan's Village, which is like sheltered housing with a high support unit as well. It starts supporting at home on a continuum of support from Meals on Wheels, day mm-hmm. support, then sheltered housing, and then you move sideways to our high support unit. Mm-hmm. And that has worked because of the cooperation of Mayo County Council, Department of Environment and Local Government, and the local community. And we have a model here which we think is much better because it's not for profit. Whereas we think if, as that says, if these big conglomerates get even bigger, even at the moment, they can put the government over a barrel and say, we won't do this anymore. We want more money.
Explain.
It's about money, but it should be about people.
Well, the funding mechanism is Fair Deal. Explain to our listeners how that operates in terms of covering your costs in Mulranny. You know, you're quite a small home, 20, 25 beds. It was larger, I think, but with regulation, you had to reduce it to 25. So how do the figures stack up or not?
Well, I just tell you, Brian, down the road, we have a HSE unit, a wonderful unit, St. Finnaugh's, and it does the same work as us, exactly the same number of residents, 25, but they get 60% more funding per resident per week. That works out maybe about €650 per resident per week. If we had that money, I wouldn't be talking to you now because we'd be fine. We've done this for the last 25 years and we have supported people. We allow earlier discharges from hospital. We allow people palliative care where they can be supported in their last days, and we provide home from home for people, and we want people to stay locally. So what I'm saying is that the Fair Deal is per resident. So when our residents dropped, our income dropped as well. But we are working hard to have two new rooms on board. And when we have that, we will be self-sufficient.
The argument is made that the HSE homes deal with higher dependency residents. Is that an argument you accept?
Not at all, because it's the exact same geriatrician who decides who goes into all those places. It's all standardised now with the same regulations, the same admission criterion, and it's exactly the same. The difference is that we are treated differently because we are not for profit. We're classed as private, but we're not private. We're not for profit. We're voluntary, and we're there to do the best we can for the older people. And it has worked extremely well. It's the biggest local employer. In fact, our wage bill is €23,000. But from the last since September, we have raised a considerable amount of money. But €2,000 per week we have raised, which is keeping our door open at the moment. But we need the government to get in there. And okay. I've met the minister on this, and I'm saying that she needs to do something on this.
Dr. Jerry Cowley, Mulranny GP, thanks very much for talking to us.